finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Chad Daybell continues on, and I tell you, it's like watching an old series that's revived on Netflix come back to life. Some of the players in the Lori Vallow trial are coming back with even more magical powers that we're learning about this week, from Zulema to Lori's niece. It has certainly been interesting. Another week down, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss thoughts on where we're at thus far into the trial of Chad Daybell.
Well, this trial is one of these circumstances where the defense just doesn't have any facts to defend Chad Daybell. I mean, we haven't seen their position yet, but in cross-examination and so forth of these witnesses, there's just nothing to really discredit them. And we saw it all in the Lori Vallow trial, so I agree with you, it's somewhat of take two with a little more information.
It was interesting, Zulema Pastinis taking the stand. We saw her in the Lori Vallow. She was a very interesting one. I found it a little bit interesting when talking about her powers that Chad had said that she has of controlling the weather. Was asked, do you still believe you can control the weather? And there was an interesting pause in the courtroom, and she had to kind of think about that for a minute, like, do I control the weather? And then answered no, but the pause was kind of telling. She also had some very interesting testimony talking about how Chad told her that JJ was dark and his future didn't look all that bright. Let's take a look at that testimony.
During this meeting, Chad said that JJ was going to die young. That he was probably going to die soon, and that he was going to come right back to Earth as Colby's son.
And who is Colby?
Lori's son.
I gotta say, Chad is crafty. With his BS that he peddled at very weak-minded people to justify the death of JJ. It's not a big deal if he's coming back, you know, in a couple of weeks as grandchild. And somehow it seems that that it was believed. What's your take on all of this and the power that we're seeing that Chad was wielding over these people?
Well, I agree with everything you've brought up, but I want to even add that he also makes himself look like a prophet by doing what he's doing. Mm-hmm. In other words, see, he's going to die young. Oh, look, she died young. So it's very interesting how he prophesizes all of that. And then, of course, it all comes to pass. I also recall testimony about how Zulema, remember the hurricane that was supposed to happen to Charles Vallow and JJ Vallow? And they had wished, if you will, this hurricane to happen to both Charles and JJ that would kill them. It brought me back to all of that with the weather and all those details just being rehashed over and over again. I mean, who wills a parent and a child to die. And that was earlier on. And then we saw, this just being really repeated in other, venues and other times. And it's just mind-boggling to me that nobody said, wait a minute, this is all so wrong. You're wishing people to die, to use your powers to kill them, that, you know, it's just amazing.
It's shocking what lengths people will go to be part of a group and to feel accepted, and what they'll will somehow twist their mind into saying is acceptable. Another interesting piece from Zulema's testimony, talking about Lori Vallow, and really, when the rules need to be bent a little bit for Chad or for Lori, well, they can be, because the rules don't seem to apply to them. At least that's what Lori was saying.
I asked why they were together like that when he was still married, and he said that they had been married to each other 7 times before in other lives, and they had been exalted before together in other creation, in other worlds, and that they were to be together in this life because they had a mission together, and that their spouses would understand because of the mission that they needed to complete. And then the topic of it didn't count for them again came up. And this is another of the times when Lori said, it doesn't count for me.
It doesn't count for me. They got some magical powers, those daybells.
Yeah, two thoughts on this. First of all, the whole power thing and the darkness and the light and using God as an excuse to commit multiple murders. Really, they were just serial killers.
Yes.
That's what they were. And it always just disgusts me to hide behind some, religion justify murder is really sickening. But the second thing I wanted to bring up, and this is going back to appeal concerns.
Yeah.
If you notice in a lot of the questioning, a question is answered and these witnesses are allowed to just really give this full-on narrative and go off on different tangents and discuss in a very whole way their thoughts on it without a question.
Yeah.
In other words, she answered about 10 questions, but what was even the original question? So these are concerns I have in terms of the leniency. You don't see that in all these trials. When you have really good defense, they're objecting. What's the answer? No, she's not answering the question. There has to be a question answered. So I hate to keep going to this appeal concern, but I do have one. Yeah. In terms of the Sixth Amendment and counsel in this case, and this was just another example. So,
yeah, I think there's a lot of issues with that, and I'm with you. I'm not going to be surprised if we see a repeat of the Chad Daybell trial at some point due to inadequate counsel. I mean, John Pryor said right before, "I'm not qualified to do this." The judge is like, "We're going anyhow." I think that could possibly take place at the end. I mean, it's going to be the same verdict no matter what. But I think we may see a rerun of this, which may be interesting to see, like revisit these folks in 5 years and where's Zulema today? And it's probably the same stuff. Still thinking she can make hurricanes and all of that. The madness doesn't end in the trial of Chad Daybell.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.